Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew. I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Maryse has been released. This came out early Friday morning.
Yes, it did, Andy. And, it's just one of those things where they might have too many divas or, you know, they just didn't have anything for her. It kind of sounded like it was a, you know, added to problem, plus they didn't have anything for her.
Now, is this going to hurt The Miz, since in real life, IRL, they are dating?
Are they now?
That is correct.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it could. It could be one of those things. It depends on how serious they are. With Melina and John Morrison, that was definitely a really in-depth thing. I mean, they'd been together for a very long time. And, a situation like this, I could see there being some, I don't want to say follow-up, I could see, some problems, maybe, with her.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I don't know. I don't see it being, the Melina Morrison thing.
No, I think this is more mutual. They just did not have anything for her at the time, and I think she's going to probably try and do some modeling stuff and stay in the L.A. area, which is fine, because it'll work out, good for the two of them. So, and of course, Miz is in a big, high profile storyline right now. So it's going to be very good. This is the biggest surprise. I'm sorry, but the rumor was Monday afternoon, but it was confirmed on Tuesday?
Yeah, I think it was Tuesday.
Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday, Evan Bourne was suspended.
Yeah.
That is big news. I never thought this guy would ever get suspended. I have no idea what it could be for because I know that they've been big on the synthetic pot. But when he was on the Art of Wrestling, he flat out said, "I don't do anything." That's the thing. So what did he do to get suspended?
I think it's the synthetic marijuana because, people are saying that it's safer or that it's better for you or, it's something – it's not illegal, so it's okay to do. I don't know. I don't have all the facts for that, so I can't judge one way or another in that instance. However, though, wherever you work – If a place of your business bans you from doing something it's not something that's illegal necessarily, but it's something that they deem not work appropriate, you have to follow those rules. And I think what might have happened is Evan Bourne may have been tested for some substances, and the synthetic marijuana may have came up. And it could be something where, he may have smoked it once and that was it. Nonetheless, it did happen.
But here's the thing, though. If you actually smoke it, the real stuff, not the synthetic stuff, but the real stuff, you only get a $1,000 fine.
Yeah.
So you would think they would do the same for both, but oh well.
But I think that, in that case, it would be something where maybe you would suspend for both or you do the fine for both. You have to do one or the other because if it's the same substance pretty much, then you have to, treat it accordingly. And that's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
In which case I've always said, especially in the wrestling promotion, you cannot do that type of stuff. You cannot have someone who comes to the ring, drunk or high because you are hurting the safety of the other wrestler. So I've always been at that position. Although I would be willing to say that I would doubt that Evan Bourne is the type of person who would do that type of stuff before the match.
Oh yeah.
But you never know.
Well, that's the thing. He's very you got to remember that a lot of wrestlers now are not like how it was in the back in the day where they would, have five or six beers, go out, wrestle a match, come back and continue their partying. Now these guys are preparing for the match. They're getting everything down and exactly what's going to happen. I just find this weird, but he'll be gone for, 30 days and they'll be back. So it just kind of sucks to see him gone, especially, what are they going to do with the tag belts now? Are they just going to say, oh, he's hurt and he's not going to be on TV for a while. I mean, what are they?
You know, why don't we talk about that a little bit? That, you know, you bring up a very good point. You know, and I hate to, you know, keep it going on the subject. However, though, that's a really good point. As we're going to talk about on Raw and SmackDown, they didn't lose the titles. Mm-hmm. So what are they going to do? Are you going to have Kofi wrestle by himself just to kind of keep it going a little bit? You know, Evan Bourne is going to be gone until, what, December 1st? So what are you going to do? You know, you have until December 1st. And then, you know, you have TLC. You got to do something there.
No, so, I think he'll be back it will be the Wednesday. It'll be a Wednesday the 30th. That's when he'll be back. Oh, so he'll miss Survivor Series.
Yeah, he'll miss Survivor Series, that's for sure. But nonetheless, the point I'm making is that, you know, he's going to miss four or five Raws. And so that's kind of the big thing there. And what is it? It'll be one, two, four Raws.
Four Raws.
He'll miss four Raws. And so four he'll be back games. On. Yeah. So he'll be back on
and a pay-per-view.
December 5th. Yeah. he'll miss Survivor Series. So they're going to have to do something to make sure that the tag titles stay with them. You can maybe have Kofi do these fake feuds, but that's going to, I think, hurt the character and hurt the possibility of them advancing.
And no, if he was just masked, this would be completely different. So anyway, so big news. I think this is probably the biggest news of the week. You ready for it? You ready?
I'm waiting.
Beth Phoenix unfollows CM Punk. Just kidding. Mick Foley returns at a house show over in the UK. This is kind of a big deal. So Mick Foley is back for the WWE, at least for the house show. And of course, since no true wrestling fan reads the dirt sheets, spoiler alert, you know, he's back. And yeah, he's with the company now. So I'm wondering how long.
You know, I think it's Mick Foley has always pretty much had a deal where he comes and goes as he chooses. And I think that for him, he's just going to be back for the time being. You know, he came in to ref a match. That was it. And he'll probably do, you know, similar things. He may come back as the Raw GM or something like that. You never know. They might do that angle. I don't think it'd be a bad angle to do, but, you know, I don't know. I think that having Mick Foley in an authority angle as opposed to a wrestler angle is perfect.
Well, you do know that he might have been the anonymous Raw general manager the entire time.
I would hate them for doing that because it's like, oh, really? So when he was at TNA, he did that?
Yep. While he was spiking his hair. So Jericho and CM Punk have a war of words. I can't talk tonight.
They had a war of, it's called words.
Words.
I think is the word you're looking
words
for.
Words is what I'm looking for. Yeah. So they had a war of words. And I didn't get this. I didn't see the point of this. This is as bad as Beth Phoenix unfollowing him.
So the big thing here, this isn't the first time this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, could they possibly be setting up for a WrestleMania match? Like, could they be doing something where, you know, they kind of have a war of words, and then Jericho may, you know, say something about, you know what, I'll beat you in the ring. You know, I will beat you in that ring. And then Punk would be like, well, why don't you come back then? Why don't you prove it?
Mm-hmm.
And then next week on Raw, he happens to be there or something like that, you know? I mean, do you think that that's a possibility?
It's a possibility, but you got to remember, Jericho's like 42. He's old.
And how old is Ric Flair? How old is Hulk Hogan?
But the thing is, Ric Flair, he does the same stuff over and over again. It's not like Jericho. It's almost like you have to wrestle like – it's like wrestling like Evan Bourne and then going down to Hulk Hogan. Is what's going to end up happening to Jericho. He wrestles different. He does a lot. He does flips in the ring. He's very athletic. Can he still do that at his age, though? I mean, it would probably end up being a good match because, you know, Jericho, he knows what to do. He can still get away with simple things. But when it's all said and done, it will be worth it. And does he need the money?
I think that it would be. And I think it's a match that you can put on the card that would make me more excited to get WrestleMania. I mean, you know, you're going to have. What I think is, you know, for a World Heavyweight Championship match, you would have Daniel Bryan versus somebody. You're going to have the WWE Championship match, which who knows who that would be. But then you would have, you know, Jericho versus CM Punk. You'd have Triple H versus somebody. And then you would have, Rock versus Cena. And right there, that's actually a pretty big lineup, you know. So you would have a possibility of making it worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, let's move on to the worst Raw I've ever seen. So The Rock opens up with a taped segment, by the way, and he accepts Cena's request to be his tag partner, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. He talked and talked. Said that he doesn't like Cena, but he hates The Miz and R-Truth even more, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to go shoot some more G.I. Joe, blah, blah, blah. The Rock says, The Rock this.
Yeah. You know, when he came back to Raw, and he did his big spiel that lasted like 20 minutes, I must say I was really excited about that. I felt like there was something big that had happened, and I marked out, and it's not like I'm a huge Rock fan, but when you have someone that's that great on the stick, you love it. You know, it's like, it's amazing. And you know, he's not that great of a wrestler, but like I said, he's great on the stick. And this segment for me just fell flat. It's like, I don't know.
I just fast forward, but I couldn't because he was talking. And
exactly.
It got to the point where you're like, oh, come on, just finish it up. You know.
Yeah.
Come on, just finish. I'm bored.
Yeah. Let me get exactly. That's what I was like the entire time. You know, me and even my girlfriend. Like, my girlfriend was like, will you just finish already? I am so bored. Okay. Exactly. That's what she was saying.
Yeah.
You know, about The Rock.
Yeah. And, you know, that's probably what. Yeah. Let's leave it at that. So, anyways, let's move on to Alberto Del Rio and the CM Punk thing. Of course, CM Punk had to face Mark Henry. And then Del Rio's ring announcer came out and started beating up on Mark Henry. So then CM Punk gets disqualified and he can't face Alberto Del Rio. I thought it was genius and I thought it was hilarious. I want to know who was the director of the night, by the way, because they sucked. They kept cutting away when something big happened.
And hey,
the ring announcer is about to get slammed. Hey, let's cut over to the crowd.
They've done something.
And like
they
go back.
They did it at the pay-per-view. They did that. They cut away from special segments. It's like, what are you doing? But this segment, though, I got to tell you, I have said before, I would love to see this, and WWE listens to our podcast, so they're going to steal this from me. But you have like a – it'd be like you and me, right? And I wrestle matches, and you keep interfering in my matches, attacking me. You like just punch me, and then you run away, right? And then what would happen is I get into a match like with the U.S. title. You know, and I'm like, all right, you know, I go and I get into that match and then you come in and attack me again, you know, and then what would happen is I'd be like, oh, you have your crony coming in to attack me. And then that guy would be like, no, it's not mine. It's not mine. I'd be like, all right, then I want a no disqualification match. You would come in. And then it turns out that you and I were working together the entire time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then we beat the crap out of him. So I love this part of it. Where you have, you know, the ring announcer come in and just attack Mark Henry where it's like, oh God, he's gonna get the crap kicked out of him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still a cool segment, so I like this. I said before though, I don't know if I really like Alberto Del Rio versus Punk. I think that he should be in a different feud, in my opinion.
But I do like the fact after CM Punk gets suspended or doesn't get the match unless Alberto Del Rio says okay, he'll do it. Del Rio gets his butt kicked. Then CM Punk comes in and puts the Anaconda vice on him.
Yep.
Makes him say he'll give him the match, which I thought was classic.
And yeah.
He goes down there, sits cross-legged, and it's just funny. That entire segment, that stuff was pretty funny.
They do need to do something next week where Alberto Del Rio can get his heat back. Like, just beat the living crap out of Punk, because otherwise you're going to make it look like Punk is just going to destroy Alberto Del Rio at the pay-per-view. And what you want to do is you want people to buy it because they think it's going to be a good match, right? Not because he's going to get destroyed. Because then it's like you have a paper champion.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Funny PS, by the way. Remember when the ring announcer had the black eye?
I do.
Okay, here's something funny. So when he had the black eye, he had it on SmackDown, which is, you know, taped on Tuesdays. And then on FCW, which I think was taped on a Thursday, he didn't have the black eye. But then that following Raw, he got it again. I don't know.
You know what? It happened. He probably just tripped and fell down the stairs, you know? And then it got better, and then he ran into a doorknob.
Yeah, it was a lot of makeup. So what's going on with this, with the Ryder, Mason, and Ziggler feud? I don't know what's going on. One week, Mason Ryan's in there. The next week, Zack Ryder's in there. I mean, it does. It kind of looks like they're together. I mean, I don't understand what's going on.
Do you think that they're trying to have like the two feuds in one, or do you think that possibly they're just trying to get Ryder out of the picture just that, so that way they can push the crap out of Mason? Because that's what it seems like to me.
I think that's what they'll end up doing, because they look like they're going to do something with the Trulong Ice story. But now they're not, because they made it sound like it was going to be Dolph Ziggler was the guy who beat up his roommate, and now it's not. I'm almost wondering if it was supposed to be Ziggler, and then they changed it at the last minute because they want to incorporate his show with the feud. So I'm wondering if he's just going to have something, you know, against Swagger or something like that. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I'm really confused, because you go either. I mean, I guess the best way to look at it is they can go either way. They can either do Mason Ryan or they can do Zack Ryder. Against Dolph Ziggler. That's what I think is kind of cool. So they can do either one.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the other thing, too, that we had is that we had Cena beat Miz in the main event. Even after Cena was distracted and everything, should Miz have won so that way at least Miz would have more heat?
I think that when R-Truth came in, I think he should have actually taken Cena down. I think he should have taken Cena down, had Miz get the 1-2-3, tons of heat on those guys even more. And I think what they should have done is ended and had Rock come on, quote unquote, live, you know, have him indoors this time so you can't tell that it's, you know, 7 a.m. in, you know, L.A. They could have it so he was indoors and says, by the way, just wait for me. I'm coming to Raw. Then announce that he's coming to Raw in 2 weeks. That's how it should have been done. But they didn't do it that way. They announced earlier in the show. If they would have done that, it would actually made the show a little bit better. But, you know, overall, when it comes to this stuff, it was stupid. I mean, I thought that they had the Muppets come on, all right? And they planned this poorly. This is one of the most poorly done Raws I've seen in a long time.
And you know what? Let's talk about the Muppets on Raw, because here's the thing, Andy. Isn't this supposed to be a PG show, and having the Muppets, you're probably going to attract maybe a younger audience? Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, but I don't know why.
So my question, Andy, let me interrupt you for a second and let me ask you this question. Why do you have The Rock on there talking about putting a smackdown on your candy ass? You know, he's dropping some very PG-13-ish words. So what is the purpose of having this on there? Doesn't it kind of make the sport of wrestling look very childish?
Well, it's entertainment, and yes, it's supposed to be childish, I guess, to a certain extent. But you also have to remember, there are a lot of Muppet fans out there. And, you know, like, I didn't know there was a movie coming out, so, you know, am I going to go see it? Well, if my daughter was old enough, I probably would, but, you know, it's just one of those things. I think it was okay they did it. I just thought everything was poorly done. I thought the thing with Sheamus and is it Beaker, is that right? I thought that segment was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny, yeah.
Because then I realized, I'm like, oh my gosh, why isn't Zack Ryder showing up now? Because they could be like, hey, spike your hair. You know,
that would have been funny, you know, and that's a missed opportunity there. But, you know, speaking of Zack Ryder, let's talk Superstars, which is his old stomping ground, Andy.
Yes, and, he used to be a main eventer on Superstars. And
you know who's the new main eventer over on Superstars?
I don't know. Who could it be?
Oh, Andy, that's Jomo. John Morrison wrestled on Superstars.
Yep. You know what that means.
He is going to TNA very soon.
Really?
I want him there. Like, no joke, John Morrison, RVD. Great. John Morrison, Christopher Daniels. Great. You know, that's what I'm going to – I cannot wait to see
AJ
that.
AJ Styles.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to SmackDown.
Samoa Joe, dude. Look, throw Samoa Joe in there. You got 8 months worth of matches.
I don't think Samoa Joe and him would.
I think they would. I think they'd be another going. So anyway, so Cody Rhodes loses to Orton again. I have no idea why this is going on. I seriously think that creative has no idea what's going on. I think they're actually starting to listen to people like, how can we make this show better? Let's just start listening to podcasts, because they probably listen to ours, because it seems like some of the stuff we're suggesting they end up doing.
And well,
this is horrible.
Let me explain something about house shows. In house shows, 95% of the time you have the face go over. I should say like 80% of the time you have the face go over. You have the heel win every now and then, because if you have the face win every match, then it just looks stupid. But you do that. John Cena wins every house show. He has to. That way it makes him look good. You know, plain and simple. And the fans go there to see John Cena win. That's how that works. On TV, though, and on pay-per-views, you have to have the face loose sometimes, because if you don't, you can't get a heel over. There'd be no way Mark Henry would get over. So having Cody Rhodes win, especially on SmackDown, wouldn't be a bad idea. This would be a smart idea. Have Cody Rhodes win 20% of the matches that he has against Randy Orton.
Right.
I'm not saying have him win 80, but this is plain stupid what they are doing. And I think that it's going to hurt Cody Rhodes. You're trying to push him to the main event. Having him just face Orton doesn't do that. Having him beat Orton a couple of times does.
Yeah. And the fact that the IC title wasn't even on the line, you know, he's supposed to be defending the IC title, not facing Orton. So I seriously think they're like, I don't know what we're going to do on SmackDown. Well, let's just throw this together. And I think that's what happened. And, you know, whatever. It was dumb. Horrible booking. So it looks like Sheamus will be feuding with Wade Barrett, which I'm kind of excited about. I think it's going to be some good matches between the two. Hopefully they're going to extend this at least to Royal Rumble, and, you know, which would be great. I think, you know, you could let it go till then. Have Survivor Series, TLC, and I think for them, I think it would be awesome to have like a tables match, which would be kind of cool.
And I agree. I was actually thinking the exact same thing. So that, you know, great minds think alike. I think that would be perfect to do. Have these two feud at TLC for, in a tables match. Mm-hmm. I think that moving Christian on to a better feud would be a good idea also. You can have Christian, I don't want to say push necessarily to the main event, but why not have Christian and Daniel Bryan feud? You know, why not have Christian win the World Heavyweight Championship and then have Daniel Bryan maybe go for it at WrestleMania? Why not do something along those lines? And if anything else, have Christian be that stepping stone for Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. This will be the only case where I would actually be okay with it. But have Christian win some of the matches, though. That's right, all
right.
I ask.
Right. I completely agree. So Daniel Bryan, he takes on Mark Henry. Why? Why was this match done? Why was Daniel Bryan?
Well, here's the question I have, Andy, okay? Daniel Bryan wrestled Tyson Kidd last week, who is a jobber.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes on Mark Henry, who is the World Heavyweight Champion this week.
Yeah, so why was he even facing him? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me, except for the fact that Big Show came in and knocks out Mark Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of a big deal because Daniel Bryan, Money in the Bank, right?
Yeah.
So he's thinking about cashing it in, and Show tells him to cash it in. Because what's the biggest finger that Big Show could give to Mark Henry is to have Daniel Bryan beat him.
Absolutely.
And then also to come in and beat up Mark Henry, interfere in the match, so then again, Mark Henry cannot get the belt.
Yeah. The thing is, though, this still just doesn't make sense. Like, you said last week, Daniel Bryan was going to start at the bottom and work his way up. Okay, that makes sense to me. I understand that completely. I think it's dumb to do it that way, but I understand. Have him wrestle, you know, somebody else, and then somebody else, and then somebody else, and then somebody else. Build him up. This is having him – he lost to Wade Barrett. He starts in the middle, then he goes all the way down. Now he's back up, all the way up. What are they doing with him? Like, honestly, like, they are – it looks like they're trying to ruin his character. And it's got me a little furious. As you can probably tell, I'm a little bit angrier this week than I have been in previous weeks, and I don't know why. I think it's because of crappy booking. So I'll get off my high horse for right now, and I'll let you talk about Hostgator.
Hostgator, if you are ticked about what's been going on SmackDown and wrestling just in general, you should go get a blog over at Hostgator. Check them out, hostgator.com, where you're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs, and a free site builder with the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo out to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you can save 25% off your hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out hostgator.com and take a bite out of web hosting costs. Little thing about Hostgator, by the way, I just want to point out that Section 86 alone, We put out 1.6 terabytes worth of bandwidth. 1.6 terabytes worth of bandwidth. And guess what? Nothing changed. That's the best part about Hostgator. Definitely use them. Impact Wrestling. Do we care about Bischoff and the Suns feud? Nope.
No, we don't. So Matt Morgan and Crimson is set for your turning point. What do you think about this feud?
Well, Crimson's going to go over. He has to go over because they just want Crimson to have this undefeated streak, which I don't get. But whatever. I'm not booking this.
I wish that we were, and I don't understand this. I think that I like Matt Morgan. Okay, I do. I think that he is a talent. I think that he should be a world heavyweight champion this year, personally, but we'll see what happens.
Yep. So I don't get this. Why is Anderson and Hardy teaming up against Immortal?
What do they have for Anderson right now? Honestly, what do they have for him?
Yeah, they got nothing going for him. He's just there.
And Jeff Hardy right now, I mean, I guess if Matt was still there, you might have Matt in the picture. Like, Matt would have turned, and then it would be Matt and Jeff. Or maybe Matt, Jeff, and Ken Anderson, which would be kind of cool, you know?
Hey, speaking of Matt, where's he been?
Well, Andy, if you don't know about Matt, you see, he has a drinking and a driving problem, and then he also has a drug problem. So the fact that he's not in a city morgue right now, I'm actually a little surprised at.
Well, yeah, he's in rehab. I know that. It's kind of weird because, you know, we were talking about it for so long, then all of a sudden it's like, nope, done. Not talking about him. It's nice. Yep. I hope he comes back. It'll be nice to see him back.
You know, I hope he comes back to TNA also, because I actually feel like he could do so much there.
So this is big. We actually knew about this last week, but we kept it kind of quiet. But Robert Roode beat James Storm for the TNA title.
You know,
Wow.
It's so hard, like, when you read wrestling news and you see things that, like, oh, hey, huge TNA spoiler. It's like, crap, I'm going to have to click on this, you know? And so you click on it and you're like, crap, why did I click on that? I wanted to be surprised. But yeah, okay. Here is my biggest problem with this. The buildup that happened, and then it just like flamed out. And then for some reason, his partner wins, and then he just wins it from his partner immediately. Like, why does that happen? Like, that does not make any type of sense to me.
It doesn't excite me.
It doesn't excite me either. That's the problem. It doesn't excite me. It doesn't make me want to be like, oh, what's going to happen next week?
No. And is it James Storm? Didn't he end up getting hurt too?
He got a concussion. And so he's not going to be wrestling, they said, for about a month.
Yeah,
month and a half.
In real life, by the way. It's not just because of wrestling.
It's not the Triple H, he's out for 6 weeks, you know, but he's going to be back on next week's Raw.
Even though he ends up, you know, following the next day in a suit and tie and, you know, walking around fine. He's not selling it. But yeah, so that's all that's really happened in Impact Wrestling. So let's talk about the number of belts.
Andy, you left out one small thing, which is that Robert Roode turned heel.
Oh, that's right. He turned heel.
And that's kind of a big deal. So no more beer money until, you know, for another like 2 years before Robert Roode finds the light and turns back to face.
Yep. Something happens and Robert Roode saves James Storm and they hug and embrace each other.
Yeah. That basically, and this will happen, and I can't wait to talk about that and be like, we called it.
Yep. It's like, man, they really do a star show. So let's talk about the number of belts in the WWE. We have the WWE and the World Heavyweight Championship belt.
Which are the top tier belts. And, you know, when we've talked about it before, having both belts on both shows, it just kind of makes you wonder, well, which belt is bigger? There's a WWE and there's a World Heavyweight Championship belt. You know, like, why not call it the Raw and the SmackDown belt at that point in time?
True.
So that way you don't confuse people. Because at the end of the day, you're kind of confusing people. You know, like, say every now and then be like, oh, and this championship is exclusive to SmackDown, you know? Like, this is the SmackDown belt.
They have said that, though, by the way.
You can't just say it once and expect a wrestling fan who doesn't watch wrestling every single week, who may watch wrestling every now and then, you know, say it once a month. That's what I would say.
All right. Then we have the US and IC titles, which are the mid-tier. And the thing with those titles, those are like the stepping stone. They're supposed to be, they get the title, then they drop it, but then they start to feud with, you know, the main eventer.
And the question here is, which title also it means more? Because, you know, you have the IC title, which back in the day was kind of a big deal, and they tried to make it a big deal again by having Jericho and Rey Mysterio fight for the titles. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's just my perception of it, but I feel like the IC title is like your 50%. I feel like the IC title is the title that you get when you are – barely making up. You know, like we talked about Zack Ryder could have that title. And Zack Ryder is probably like at 40% over. You know, I don't even think he's he's not that much further over. Okay.
Right.
But you would have that title when you're midway. The US title, though, back in the days of WCW, you were like 75% over, 80% over. You were a top dog for the US title.
The other thing also with that US title is that they would have, I remember this before when I kind of got away from wrestling, if you had the US title, you could demand a World Heavyweight Championship match when you won it. You had to give at least, so far along a notice. And they did this a couple times on Saturday night. They said, like, such, the U.S. champ is going for the World Heavyweight champ, and it's going to be on Nitro. And you're like, whoa, that's a big deal. Or next week on Saturday night, hey, they're going to face, oh my gosh, they're actually going for the title. And the cool part was, if you were the U.S. champion and you lost, you kept your title. So it's kind of a big deal in a way. And I don't remember ever the U.S. champion actually winning, but it was kind of a cool, thing. But of course, you couldn't throw the guy over the top rope as well.
Well, they got rid of that, of course.
Yeah.
So because that was kind of a dumb rule because people were like, I don't understand this, you know?
Yeah. Tag titles now. Here's the other thing about the tag titles. They are good titles. But the thing is, they're for guys who just got in. They pair them together and they break them up.
That's the way WWE does it.
Yeah.
Let's start that off.
Realistically, you have tag teams together and you're always going to have one top and one bottom. That's the only way I can explain it. You have one power, you have one weak. The power usually is the Shawn Michaels, and the weak is usually the Marty Jannetty. So that's
how it's like that way with almost every tag team. I hate to say it.
Booker T, dude. Look at Harlem Heat.
But Harlem Heat, the Steiner Brothers, the Rockers, the Hart Foundation.
Buff and Stuff.
They have Buff and Stuff. You also have, I don't know. I mean, Beer Money, maybe they'll change that. But, the Dudley Boys, another good example. Edge and Christian, the Hardy Boys. You always have one that's better than the other.
Yep.
But the tag titles, so in like Japan, they are on par with your World Heavyweight title. That's the thing that I don't understand. In WWE, they are the lowest of the low. Like, having the Cruiserweight title would have been bigger than having the tag title.
Oh, yeah.
And over in TNA, it's actually more of a mid-title almost. I would say that's like your 60% title is the way that I've always perceived it. But it's one of those things, like, if I was running a company, I would have, your main title, and then, like, I would have tag title be, like, the second, like, title, pretty much. Because you can have The Rock and Triple H be the tag champions, Triple H and Shawn Michaels, for example, be the tag champions. And that's cool. You can do that. That way they have something else that they're doing, and they're saying, we are the best tag team in the world. We were great singles, but now we're great tag team too. And then you have other tag teams trying to get, better and try to, face for that. But right now in the WWE, you don't have a real tag team. You have these fake tag teams that they just
pull
together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So let's go on to the Divas title. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show.
Andy, I want to ask you, right? Let's say they decide to consolidate. Let's say Raw and SmackDown goes together. Mm-hmm. Right now they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 titles. What do you think would be a good number for them to have going forward? Like, let's say Raw and SmackDown combine. How many titles would you have?
I would have the World Heavyweight title. I would have the U.S. title. I'd have a TV title, a tag, and a Divas. TV title means that, like, for instance, like a TV title, you're guaranteed that you're going to be the main event on Superstars. I know it sounds like a bad thing, but no. Then you can have people watch because there's a belt involved.
Mm-hmm.
So they wrestle then. They wrestle at Raw, Superstars, and SmackDown, and the pay-per-view. They always wrestle. Even if they're the curtain jerkers, they wrestle a set on Superstars, you make them the main event. That's how I think a TV title should be, because then it's always defended on TV. And that's the title that, you can throw around, which isn't a big deal because it's a TV title. I'd almost say you could have 20 champions in a year. I mean, realistically, you should only have like 10, but you could have that one guy who just comes in. You could have, Brodus Clay? You could have him be the TV champ for a couple of months and then have him move on to something else. But that way, he's always on TV. He's guaranteed to be on TV. I mean, you could have John Morrison. Well, okay, that's a bad example because you're just going to fire him. But you can actually have that TV title, and then you have your World Heavyweight, and then you have your U.S. title.
And that's something I kind of want to talk to you about. So you have a top, a upper mid, and then you have like a lower mid for your title structure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in which I agree with. Personally, I would do that. But my question is, why not have a fourth title in there? Why not have your mid? Why not have a lower mid, mid, upper mid, and then top?
Because I think there's too many. I think there's too many belts. I think if you simplified it, because a lot of times, a lot of the people that, like, the people who buy the tickets every time, and the people who buy all the pay-per-views, the people who buy the merchandise, they're kind of not stupid, if that's the best way to put it, but you need to keep things simple towards them.
Absolutely. And
I think that if you had, when WCW came over, I mean, they had all those belts, and like they had to consolidate them, but they did it so fast. They could have done it. They could have consolidated a belt every month, and it would have been good. But they had so many of them that, yeah. It just got to a point where, hey, there's too many belts. Anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.